بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
لله الأسماء الحسنى ندعوه بها، لله الأسماء الحسنى ندعوه بها.
السلام عليكم.
وعليكم السلام.
Yeah, I'm here with Sister Mariam, who participated in the poetry slam yesterday, and the poem was very well received by the hundreds of you who were there attending the poetry slam. I just wanted to ask you what inspired you to write such a beautiful poem, and if you can maybe tell our audience what the poem was all about.
So in beginning of April, late March, in northern Pakistan, in Gilgit and Jalas, there was the mass genocide of Shias, and within 2-3 days, over 200 Shias were killed. So after watching the news and reading a bunch of stuff, and it just really got to me, and I just decided to write a poem. And then on April 14th, Muslim Congress arranged a protest in front of the Pakistani embassy. So an alim asked me if I wanted to read a poem there, so I decided to. So this poem I wrote is for the people of Pakistan, through all the pain, through everything.
Okay, thank you so much. If you don't mind, can I request you to actually read that poem again for us, looking at the camera?
Yeah, chill. Tears of blood cries my brother. Tears of blood cries my sister. Tears of blood cries my mother. Tears of blood cries my father. I did not know any of their names, but it doesn't matter, because all I remember is the sound of the gunpowder clatter. Turn on the TV, not a word about this oppression. Change the channel, not one talk about the depression. Labaik Ya Hussein, Labaik Ya Hussein is all I hear. But when it comes to serving our master, why are you in fear? Excuses, excuses. Our selfish cries are worse than when Fox News lies. You either support the oppressed or not, because on the day of judgment, by God Almighty, you will be caught. Hundreds of martyrs made within days. In Gilgit, little kids watch their fathers get murdered in different ways, and we just sit here. We sit here buying McDonald's murder meals, driving expensive cars, and we still don't understand. We still don't understand that not only does our money destroy the Palestinian land, but it supports the Tawhuts, the creeps in their suits, who kill the Shia and those who support them. But to us, what does it matter? Because we never heard the sound of the gunpowder clatter. We never heard those cries. The media won't stop telling us so many lies, so all we can imagine are the cries, and all we can hear are the lies. We see this country of ours going through so much pain. We can't make a difference, some begin to proclaim, and don't call yourself a lover of humanity with this kind of attitude. The people who gave up their lives did this for Hussein alayhi salam, and with gratitude. So we'll just sit here and speak, because we're too scared to get up on our feet. While the shaheeds keep on growing and growing, I hope you know these murderers aren't easy going. I'm filled up with rage. Ya Allah, give me sabr while I'm standing on the stage, but I can't bear to look at those who don't care about the Muslim. So stop acting so fake, calling me extreme. Please don't assume I told you. I just do this for the Muslim. For the Muslim I cry. I swear for the Muslim I will die. 150 eyes pulled out from their sockets. Nothing left to bury the shaheeds, not even a locket. Trapped in this town with no food or light. The streets are covered in bodies, it's like a bomb site. No mercy, no mercy is all I see online. And I pray and cry to only the divine. In and out the city do the people stay trapped. No coverage from the media, in the lies they stay wrapped. Kafir, kafir, Shia kafir is what the ignorant state. There's so much corruption, and for the Mahdi we wait, but wait we will. And protest many don't. You'll sit in your house and speak out, you won't. And silence is a war crime, didn't you hear? But isn't killing a crime in general what we should fear? And to you, Mr. Zardari, why is it that all you know is how to spend? You spend so much, your country is about to end. But for us, we will always remain strong through the propaganda, the lies, the killing, and the wrong. The people of Pakistan, their hopes will never shatter, because they will always remember the sound of the gunpowder clatter.
Thank you so much, Sister Maryam, for that beautiful and heart-touching poem. I hope Allah SWT bless you and bless all your efforts as an ibadah. I have a couple of quick questions for you after listening to this poem again as well. One is, how would you advise people of your age, the youths of our community, to get involved in terms of social justice issues like the massacres happening in Pakistan?
Well, nowadays with like pop culture and media, a lot of times, you know, brothers and sisters now resort to writing poetry or writing, you know, rap and just spoken word, stuff like that. So even just the little things, just even on your Facebook statuses, you know, you post a link, you talk about what's happening, you know, in Bahrain and Pakistan, anywhere, just raise your voice. Even if you're not ready to go out on the streets and raise your voice there, you can raise your voice, you know, virtually or, you know, just...
Thank you. And what's your message for people who have never attended the Muslim Congress but may actually be considering attending the next conference in Los Angeles, the 9th annual Muslim Congress?
Well, alhamdulillah, I've been going to Muslim Congress for all the years so far. And Muslim Congress, honestly, it's really changed me on the inside. If it weren't for Muslim Congress, I feel like I wouldn't be the person I am today. And Muslim Congress has encouraged me to write poetry. And I'm pretty sure it's encouraged a lot of people to write poetry, especially for the youth. Muslim Congress is a very comfortable place for the youth to express ourselves. So, inshallah, if you're thinking about coming to MC next year, then you definitely should.
Thank you so much, Sister Maryam. I really appreciate your time. Allah SWT bless you and accept all of these energies and time that you have put in as an ibadah. Thank you.
Right now I'm at the Bazaar Imam Zamana, and at the bazaar one of the stalls we have here is for the Al-Quds Committee, which is a committee that helps coordinate the efforts by different cities to expose the oppression by the Zionists against the defenseless population of Palestine and to stand in solidarity with our Palestinian brothers. And as you can see, they have some beautiful messaging here. One of the messages here says, yes to Torah, yes to Bible, yes to Quran, no to Zionism. It also says Zionism is racism. Zionism is a political ideology. It should not be confused with Judaism. Zionism believes that Jews have a birthright to live in the Palestinian lands, and they're completely justified in all the barbaric acts. Some of the Zionist leaders have been on record as saying that one Jewish fingernail is worth more than a million Arabs, and their leaders have also compared all non-Jews to being donkeys, essentially, and that the God created just to serve the Jews. And this person also, you know, he's the next ex-chief rabbi of Israel. You can also see here in another poster that you can see the difference between the Jewish settlers, the Zionist settlers that have occupied the land and have made all the sources really scarce for the native population of Palestine, and they enjoy a lot of water and other resources, as the Palestinians have to suffer for not just the physical resources but also the dignity that they try to compromise. But alhamdulillah, the Palestinians also refuse to give up. Gaza is the largest prison on earth, especially considering that it has a defenseless population that has been kept under siege for so long now, and all the so-called champions of democracy and human rights and freedoms do not only not only condemn them, but they actually support them through aid and weapons and help them in the oppression of this defenseless population. So inshallah, you know, we hope that the day will come with the zahur of Imam Mahdi al-Khizam alayhi salam, then the earth will be filled with justice, and that Bayt al-Muqaddas will be liberated, inshallah.
अगर खराब हो गया तो sneakers in Medellin.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Okay, maybe you can start with introducing yourself, your names, and which city are you from?
I'm Amine Kazemi, and I'm from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
My name's Zara Rizvi, and I'm also from Minneapolis.
Okay, wonderful. All the way from Minneapolis here. Is this your first Muslim Congress, or have you guys been here before?
First time at Muslim Congress.
Me too, first time.
Okay, mashallah. And how did you find it? Maybe we'll start with you. How did you find your first conference to be?
I thought it was really good. I like some of the sessions. I like the Justice 360 session. And last night there was a session just really late, it was like 2 in the morning with Sheikh Osama. Yep, that was really good too, just kind of getting this discussion started. I really like smaller group discussions. I find them to be more beneficial than just large speeches.
I would agree with that, and I thought a lot of the Justice 360 especially, I thought was something that a lot of other conferences I've been to haven't offered, things that are like that sort of practical living in the West and just sort of information that you really need to know out from Muslims.
Okay, and did you guys attend the Poetry Slam yesterday?
We did, yeah. It was really good.
I liked it.
Yeah, it was awesome. A lot of creativity.
Yes, mashallah, definitely. We saw a few hundred youths attending that. In terms of somebody who may not have attended the conference so far, but maybe considering it for the next one in Los Angeles, the 9th annual convention, is this something that you would advise people of your age to attend?
Yeah, I would. I've been to other conferences. I've been to the MSA-PSG conference many times. But I mean, if they're interested, you know, in learning more about Islam, getting to meet a lot of new people, having fun for a couple days, I definitely suggest it. Yeah,
I agree. And I really like the diversity of the speakers. I mean, you've got a lot of different people from a lot of different backgrounds. And it's really nice.
Okay, excellent. Thank you so much for your time. And we, inshallah, hope to see you at the next conference in Los Angeles. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
My name is Abbas Zaidi. I'm from Toronto, Canada.
Okay, mashallah, we have a really good participation from Toronto this year. Is this your first conference, or have you attended another conference before?
This is my second conference, first time at the Muslim Congress.
Okay, mashallah, mashallah. And how did you like it so far?
I'm having a very full and busy and action-packed schedule, alhamdulillah. I've had something to do for the last 48 hours, and back-to-back things that I'm excited to be involved with, meeting some great ulama, and meeting a lot of people from all over the continent. So I'm enjoying it.
Okay, mashallah. And what do you feel about the diversity? Alhamdulillah, we have people from so many different ethnic backgrounds here, so many different cities, all united in the love of their imam. Would you like to comment on the unity and diversity that is one of the core features of this conference?
It's just very motivating. It's very motivating to see brothers from all ethnicities, converts from all over the world, from different continents in their backgrounds. I met a Bosnian brother. I met a convert brothers from Buffalo. I met brothers from Dearborn, obviously, and brothers from Toronto. You get to appreciate as well by comparing what you have in your own local communities with other communities, so you don't take things for granted as a result of visiting conferences like these, where you meet people from all over the continents who have different communities or different dynamics in their own communities. So being from Toronto and a large community, we don't want to take things for granted when we compare it with other communities who might not have as much.
Okay, mashallah. And what about, what is your message for somebody, especially in your age group, who may be considering attending a conference for Muslim Congress, haven't done that before, they might have heard good things, but they're considering whether to come to the conference in Los Angeles next year, inshallah, or not? What would be your advice and your suggestion for them?
My own take on it would be that have in mind what you're looking for, and don't expect things to fall on your lap. Have in mind what you're expecting, and if inshallah your niyat is sincere, Allah takes care of the rest. That's a firm belief, and this is an opportunity to meet Muslimin, meet ulama, and inshallah hopefully open doors.
Okay, mashallah, thank you so much, really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Take care. I'm here with Brother Abdul Karim Mujahid, who's one of the panelists for one of our sessions at Middle East Muslim Congress. Brother Abdul Karim, I wanted to ask you about your own experience of Muslim Congress so far, and what is your message for the people attending it?
Alhamdulillah, this has been a very, very nice occasion. And we support it 100%. We're from Los Angeles, California. We have Masjid there, Masjid al-Rasul. We've been organized there for over 32 years. And alhamdulillah, this is the Congress is very important because it's helping the Shiite people to come together, regardless of the ethnicity, but from all over the country to come to come together as one united body.
Okay, now that's mashallah. Definitely one of the core features here is the wonderful diversity that we see in this particular conference. What is your message, especially for people and youths who are growing up in the Western societies here, in terms of getting involved with organizations like Muslim Congress?
I think it's very important that the young people, especially those who were born in America because they become automatic citizens, that they should be more active, especially with the African-American community in particular, to go out amongst the people, to help feed the people, to go out and give them the dawah, inshallah. And I think this will be very important so that they can embrace the real Islam of Ahlul Bayt, inshallah. And also, I think that the young people should get involved in political movement because their status in America is different from their elders who might have had a visa or whatnot. So they have, you know, the First Amendment is freedom of speech. So I think it's crucial for Shia, Sunni to all work together. I think that they should get involved more politically. Actually, I believe that, in my personal belief, that if we as Muslims, whether you're Pakistani, Lebanese, Irani, African-American, that we should form an international human rights committee to bring America before the world court, before the United Nations, to charge with genocide and violating the human rights of the Muslims and the oppressed peoples all over the world. Because we can see right now how they're killing Muslims in Palestine. They're killing Muslims in Afghanistan. They're killing Muslims in Iraq. They're killing Muslims in Pakistan. So what are we to do? Sit around like sacrificial lambs and let these atrocities keep happening? I think that it's very important to unite the Muslims, to unite the oppressed peoples of the world under the human rights banner. Human rights is a matter of life, liberty, justice, and equality. And everyone knows, if they're looking at paying attention to the world news media, that the Muslims and oppressed peoples, their rights are being trampled upon by the number one enemy of the oppressed peoples of the world, and that's the racist government of America. So in my belief, I think that by forming a human rights committee, this will bring the Shia, Sunni, and the oppressed people together under one banner. Because any other issue, whether it's religious issue, this have a tendency more to divide than to unite. Because it's impossible for us to convince Christians to become Muslim. And it's impossible for them to convince us to become Christian. It's totally impossible. And so we can argue about these issues all day and night and we won't get nowhere, it'll be static. It's standing in one spot. So I think the human rights issue, inshallah, could unite the Muslim, the Sunni, the Shia, and the oppressed people, inshallah, in one force, inshallah, to open up the way for the coming of Imam Mahdi.
MashaAllah, very well said. Thank you so much. We really appreciate your time. May the Father bless you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Maybe we can start with yourself. What is your name and where are you from?
My name is Sharif Al-Mekki. I'm from Philadelphia.
Okay, Sharif. And is this your first conference or have you been to Muslim Congress before?
No, I keep returning. So I haven't gone every year, but I've been to several, Florida, Kansas City, D.C. So it's been a good experience.
MashaAllah. And what keeps you coming back to Muslim Congress every year?
I think the fellowship, the focus on Islam and Ahlul Bayt, I think the workshops have been really good, and also just a great opportunity. I have young children. It's a great opportunity for them to interact and network with other youth, like-minded youths.
Okay, mashallah. And what is your message for those who may not have attended Muslim Congress before, but maybe considering attending the one in Los Angeles the next year? So what is your message? Do you think this is worth your time? I'm obviously, you've been coming back, but what is your message to those who have not come here before?
I would say investment, especially if they have children, investment in children's future come in a lot of different ways, and this is a very unique opportunity to do that, one of the few nationally. And even if you don't have children, the opportunity to network with like-minded folks, to have a very clear and consistent message around a theme that is very interwoven, obviously, with Islam, but also the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his Ahlul Bayt has been very consistent. It's been a real pleasure to participate in.
Thank you very much, and we hope to see you next year again, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Maybe we can start with you describing your name and which city are you from?
David from Detroit.
Okay, mashallah. And is this the first time you're attending Muslim Congress, or have you attended other Muslim Congress conventions in the past?
First time.
Okay, and how's your experience been so far?
Alhamdulillah. Very nice.
Okay, and what are some of the things that you really, really liked about this conference?
I really like the guest speakers. I like a lot of the speeches I've heard. I like the unity, the warm welcomes. Everything about it so far.
Okay, mashallah. And what is your message for those who may not have attended a conference before? They may be considering it. What would be your message to them? Should they consider attending a conference?
It's definitely a learning experience. There's always something new to learn, and there's always a new way to look at something you already knew. And it's really nice to come to a place like this and hear guest speakers from around the world give their different perspectives on it.
And my last question is, you know, we see, alhamdulillah, a really wonderful diversity here, people from all different parts of America and Canada, of different ethnic backgrounds. What are your comments about the diversity that you see in this conference in terms of age, ethnicities, and other forms of it?
It's a beautiful thing to see so many different groups come together, not only culturally diverse, like from what parts of the country they're from or what countries they're from, but the age groups, to see everybody come together for one purpose. Alhamdulillah.
Okay, thank you so much. Really appreciate your point, your time, and we hope to see you at the next conference as well. Assalamu alaikum. Maybe we can start with you telling us your name and which city are you from?
I'm Sharif Hashim. I live in Bowie, Maryland, and I'm a member of the Washington, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, Jaffari community.
Okay, mashallah, mashallah, that's wonderful to hear. So you're here all the way from Maryland. Have you been to a Muslim Congress convention before, or is this your first one?
This is my fourth consecutive conference.
Okay, mashallah, so you come here four times now. What keeps you, coming back to the Muslim Congress?
The desire to pursue unity and knowledge of my deen and our practitioners.
Okay. And what are some of the parts of the conference, either the sessions, speakers, sections, what are some of the areas that you really like this year?
Well, this time, and this I consider to be the better of the four that I've attended, and it was clearly the content. Yesterday's program, in particular, the two morning speeches that I heard, they were very, very good, and the discourses are at a very, sophisticated level.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I'm very appreciative of the amount of thought that goes into all aspects of the Congress.
Okay, and my last question is for somebody who has never attended the conference before. What would be your advice to a person who may be considering attending it for the first time next year? What would be your advice to them?
Be open-minded, have no expectations, be yourself, and be warm.
Mashallah. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure talking to you, and we hope to see you next year as well.
Assalamu
alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Okay,
maybe we can start by you telling us your names and which city are you from?
My name is Natalie, and Taiba, and we're both from Toronto, Canada.
Oh, mashallah, that's where I'm from as well. We have a really good participation from Toronto this year. Is this your first experience of Muslim Congress, or have you ever attended a conference before?
This is my first experience, but I think she's been before.
I've been here before. This is my second time. I came 2 years ago over here when they had
started, and I invited her. I said to come over and see how this experience is. And so far, how do you like it?
It's good, yeah.
Okay, mashallah, that's wonderful. And she already asked that question. Where was, what did you like about the conference, and what were some of the best areas or best speakers or sessions that you really enjoyed attending?
I really like the lectures, but the poetry session was really good. The poetry slam was very, very good. A lot of talented poets from all over coming. It was an amazing experience. I really like that. What about you?
I like the workshops too. They have like different topics, and whoever's interested, they can go and attend to it, and that's what I really like the most. Mashallah, will come every year.
Excellent. So what is your suggestion, the last question, what is your advice for those who may be considering attending the next conference? They've never attended it before, and let's say they're from your age group. Is this something they should be considering attending next year?
Definitely, yeah, because like you can like make connections, and like when you make connections, you want to come more and more often. So it's really good, and really, I don't know,
it's very diverse. You get to meet a lot of people, and then you keep in touch with them throughout the year, and it's exciting to see them again after a year.
It's good for social networking.
Yes, yeah. It is. Yeah, it's a learning experience too.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much, and we hope to see you guys at the next conference as well. Assalamu alaikum. Okay, assalamu alaikum. We are at the Muslim Congress here with Sheikh Jawad Al Salami, who is the manager of the Holy Quran Institute of Hazrat Abbas Shrine in Karbala. And we are also here with his son, who is mashallah a student at the Ayatollah Sistani's Hawza in Iraq. So maybe I will start with you, Sheikh. First of all, welcome to the Muslim Congress. And we wanted to ask you about your experience so far here.
Yes, alhamdulillah, the Congress Muslim Conference, it is very good for youth. I like this conference and this program. It is a lot of programs. Any youth coming to this conference, they happy. They feel happy. Why? Because a lot of programs. It is also something. Play and another program for married for youth. This is very, very nice. Very nice program for add the youth in America and this countries. The Muslim youth, they want Islamic place, Islamic media, Islamic place, Islamic merit, everything to make them better life and comfortable life في حب أهل البيت.
And if you don't, can I ask you a question as well? So how's your experience been as a youth, as somebody who's studying, mashallah, in the Hausa, to follow your father's footsteps of becoming an Alim Adin? How was your experience of attending this conference?
Well, this is a very nice place, and it encouraged youth to be a better person. Also, it has a lot of youth programs, and you know, in America, you don't find a lot of youth stuff like this. So this is a very wonderful place.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you so much. You know, we hope that you will, inshallah, come keep on coming back to Muslim Congress. And we also would like to request you, you're from the Shrine of Maula Abbas, that you continue praying for the success of this organization, that all of the volunteers, the ulama, and the people here continue to serve the imam of our time, inshallah. Would you like to say some final message to the attendees and to the volunteers and organizers of the Muslim Congress?
Thank you. I want to say thanks for anybody work or organize for this conference for this group Muslim.
Thank you so much. God bless you.